looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
And some great work by the New South Wales Police today. They've arrested and charged two members of, supposedly, a Romanian organised crime gang. So these two blokes have come out to from Romania to Sydney and allegedly tried to steal up to $3.75 million from us, regular people, by skimming credit cards. Now, they're just allegations at this point, but some extraordinary work by the police to get on top of them. The commander of the Financial Crime Squad, Detective Superintendent Gordon Arbinger, he ran the investigation and he's on the line. Detective Superintendent, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So can you talk to us? So $3.7 million, how were they allegedly skimming these credit cards?
Well, they were just putting devices on ATMs around the Sydney metropolitan area with pinhole cameras, compromising the machine and accessing the data and the PIN number.
And then next thing you know, what, if it was I put my card in there, they could take all the money out of my bank account. Is that right?
That's correct.
So is it true that they nicked $400,000 last year?
Yes, that's correct. That's what we allege.
That's what you allege. So how did you get onto them this time?
Well, with an effective collaboration with our external partners like the AFP and the US Secret Service, Interpol and Romanian authorities.
So are these guys more allegedly flying around the world doing the same thing, are they?
That's what we allege, yes.
And how long were they in Australia for this time around?
This time around, I think they were in Australia from at least mid-year. We opened up our strike force, Gwinnellan, in March this year, and we've been focusing on this criminal group, and they were identified by other agencies who in turn told us about their whereabouts, and we went from there.
And where did you arrest them?
At Walleye Creek. So there was two men that we did a search warrant at Walleye Creek, and when we gained entry yesterday at 3:45, they were basically mid-production, and at one stage one of the offenders actually threw their mobile phone out the window out of a 10-storey balcony, and it landed on the Princess Highway.
And did you get that phone?
We did.
Okay. Well, so, you know, $3.75 million, and I know that a lot of people who would have been potentially stung by this would have been people who use cash every day, right? So elderly and vulnerable people.
Correct. And that's what's the alarming thing. Like, we acknowledge that financial transactions where people take out cash is lessening, but vulnerable communities are still using ATMs to live regularly, and that's what they're used to, and that's what's alarming about this type of crime type.
Righto. So this Romanian gang, is there any more of them that you're looking at in Australia?
Yes, there's one outstanding woman that could assist us with our inquiries. We allege that she's an associate of one of the people that we arrested yesterday, one of the 40-year-old men, actually, and she's 26 years of age. She frequents Walleye Creek, Rockdale and Mascot, and we would like to speak to her as soon as possible.
Good on you. I appreciate your time, Detective Superintendent, and well done to you and all your team.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chris.
That's Detective Superintendent Gordon Arbinger from the Financial Crime Squad, 131873. Quite extraordinary. There's big piles of ATM cards, effectively, and these guys have allegedly flown out from Romania to try and scam our credit cards. Scary stuff, right?
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.